Welcome to the Beacon Way podcast, where your hosts, Jennifer Christensen and Adrian Wilkerson, talk shop about what really works in today's digital marketing world. As the co-founders of Beacon Media and Marketing, Jennifer and Adrian have been a part of digital marketing since its early stages in the mid-2000s. Tune in as they shine light on what works and what doesn't in the ever-changing world of digital marketing for small businesses.
So welcome back to our third podcast on websites and what you should have on your website, what's best practice, how do you build a website that really cultivates those connections with your clients and really removes those barriers to entry. So today we're going to dig into service slash product pages. So products if you're a product company, services if you're a service business, or both if you happen to provide both. So one of the things we're going to touch on today is, as Jennifer mentioned in our first podcast this month, it's one of the most controversial subjects. How much should you share and should you share your prices? So we're going to tackle that one today. So Jen, let's start with the other one. So how much information should you be sharing about your services and products? Obviously, there's the standard. This is what we offer. This is what we do. Here's your widget. It's 3 inches by 5 inches. You know, there's the standard logistic stuff. But most people, that's really only surface deep for them. So how much deeper should you go?
So if people have gotten to your service page, that's usually 1 to 2 steps into your website that they're looking at that. And you have somebody at that point that is what we would call a good potential lead. Like they're looking for something specific. And so based on that information of knowing that, okay, somebody's actually taken the time maybe to already look at our about section. They've gone to our homepage, maybe to a blog or something else on the website. And now they're looking at our exact services that we provide. I can't emphasize this enough. You cannot overshare on service pages. Mm-hmm. One, they tend to rank really well on Google because they're specific to search terms that people are looking for. They tend to have more content, but you cannot overshare information. So there's a couple different styles that you can choose to go with. So one, you can go with a more educational style. So if you're, you know, looking at a service that you know is not something that converts very easily, let's say it is, gosh, having like, you know, a very kind of expensive med spa service that is, I don't know, I'll use All Therapy. So All Therapy is about $5,000. So people generally don't make a $5,000 purchase without quite a bit of research, right? So if you know that you're offering a service that is on that higher end, then having a combination of really good education, visuals, even links that will allow them to research even deeper, social proof, even on your service pages of people that have had that service, what their experience was before and afters. In this particular case, I'm using that before and afters. And then you can have a call to action at the bottom, you know, some sort of section on that. But if it's a very simple service, then you want and you believe, okay, most people know what Botox is at this point, right? Botox itself has done such a huge job marketing Botox. You probably don't need on your Botox service page to give them tons of like detailed information on what Botox is.
Right.
So in that case, you're going to share more on your services of how your Botox service is better, why you provide Botox the way you do, like how educated your staff is, how long they've been doing it, why you believe that that's a service that goes well with other services, how easy it is to book with you. So I know that's a little bit nuanced on your service pages and most, you know, business owners are like, oh, I don't have time to think about this. But a lot of it, when you really think about what your experience is already with your clients and what knowledge base they're coming in on, you already know this information. You just need to either have a company like ask you those questions so that you can get the information down correctly, or you need to have somebody internally on your staff do that so that you can really position your service and product information the best possible way. So again, about 2,000 words per service page is ideal. So that's not going to be short, but breaking those up with visuals, with videos, with infographics, before and afters, like I said, can be great. And then even at the bottom section, what I like to do that's been really successful is you have 2 pathways for clients. We'll take the All Therapy one because again, that might take them more research to this side to do that. at the bottom, you could have three different blogs that you've mm-hmm. written about all therapy, you know, and more detailed information about specific pieces of all therapy, maybe the different types of how you would use it. And you can have a call to action. So somebody's come through your service page. Okay, I've gotten everything I need. It's the third time I've looked at your site. I feel comfortable with you. They might hit your call to action. If they really want more, they go to your blogs, but they still stay on your site. You kind of win either way.
Well, and one of the things that, I don't know, it's new as in maybe the last few years, but it used to be with Google Ads especially, it was enough if somebody clicked on the Google ad to just take them to your services page that talked about all your facials or all your Botox services or all your waxing services. That is not the case anymore. And so if you're doing Google ads to complement your marketing or Facebook ads or any of those kinds of things, it's important that you have your service and product pages split up enough that when you have an ad specifically for Botox on your face, as opposed to Botox other places, that you make sure that when they click on that ad, it's taking them directly to the Botox for, you know, forehead or whatever the case may be. It needs to be a lot more specific than it used to be. And it's the same with Facebook ads, but that's more from a user experience sort of thing. Clients, if they want to learn information specifically about Botox and they click on an ad and they show up on your homepage, they're going to be annoyed. And we talked about this a little bit a couple episodes ago when we talked about your homepage. But as we're digging into the details about your service and your products pages, it's not enough to have it all on one page, even if that page scrolls for 20 years. It's not enough. You've got to break your stuff up. And sometimes this can be 10 products on a page that you can click on and another window pops up, another page pops up. That's where you direct the ads. But dumping them on a general page is pretty much a guarantee they're going to bounce these days. And Google has figured this out, and they will derank your ads. They will make you pay a whole lot more for them if you aren't actually clicking on the ad and it's taking you directly to the page that mentions what the ad is about. Now, Facebook doesn't dock you so much, but again, the user will do it for you because they're going to bounce if where that ad takes them doesn't talk about exactly what they're looking for.
If it's okay, I'd like to add on to that. I want to give a little takeaway, I hope, from this conversation today of something that you can do that will absolutely differentiate yourself from your competitors. And I would almost guarantee bring you more conversions. Should I guarantee that? I think it will bring you more conversions, depending
on
your
industry.
We've
seen it happen over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, so we have lots of proof of this. So to be controversial, should you put prices online? And I totally understand all the reasons against it. We have struggled with the same situation ourselves. We're finally at the point where we're like, it's worth the risk. We're going to do it. But, you know, I get it. It's like, well, oh my gosh, my competitors are going to know exactly what I charge. And then it's going to be a race to the bottom. And it's, you know, especially like if you're in a commodity business, like med spa or dentistry or something like that, where, you know, that feels like you're giving away your secret sauce. But here is the thing. But here's the situation. Everyone's looking for how much does it cost? Everyone is searching for that. They are searching for, in fact, we can tell you one of the number one blogs we have on our website that we wrote, I think you wrote like 8 years ago, Adrian.
I did. It's been a while.
Is how much does it cost to hire a digital agency?
Yeah.
And that gets so much traffic because guess what? People are looking for that information. Mm-hmm. So there's so many ways to do this really well though. And if you have a pricing section that's connected with your services and or your products, there's so many great ways to do this. You can give a range. You can give a range of what your prices are depending on the situations. We start here, you know, we customize up to this point. I'm just going to put on this podcast. We have websites that we start at for $3,500. We have websites that go up to $50,000. So it's a huge difference in range for us, but it is helpful for people to know, okay, $3,500 is the starting point for a WordPress website. Okay. That's something they can wrap their brain around. You've now answered the question, right? Mm-hmm. And then you can give lots of reasons, but some of the best pricing pages I've seen done, they explain the why.
Yes.
100%. So Botox, for example, is a very like specific commodity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some places charge $11, some places charge $20, some places charge $30. this is a great opportunity for you to say, okay, Botox is generally in this range. Let's say your business falls in the top end. Okay, we tend to charge a little bit more. Why did we do this? You know, this is how much Botox costs us. It costs everybody about the same amount. We're charging a little bit more because we believe in paying our staff a living wage. We want to hire people that have had years of experience that haven't had problems with, you know, negative effects for their clients. This is really valuable to us. Our clients say this is really valuable. This is the kind of type of company that we want to be.
Right.
And you can take even a very tightly controlled commodity and turn it into something else. I mean, even in the fast food industry, Wendy's has done that, right? We all know Wendy's is more expensive than McDonald's or Burger King. All the prices are right out there. We all know what they are. But they have said, no, we're going to be a little bit different, a little bit better, a little bit fresher. This is important to us. We're going to have salads, you know, whatever the situation is. All you need to do is make your case and recognize that you are going to get so much more traffic.
Yeah.
Like your traffic is just going to go through the roof because everybody is out there Googling, how much does it cost to get Botox?
Right.
Well, and last month we talked about that triangle in business, right? You have speed, you have quality, and you have price. And you really can only do two well. One's going to have to suffer. And so that's part of your why. If you're charging more because they're getting quality, because you have somebody that's got experience, that means something to the client. And it helps vet the client. Maybe they don't care about that. Maybe price is all that matters to them. They're probably not your client if you're charging more because you're offering quality. They're probably going to keep going. That means you probably dodged a bullet. Because if that price was the most important thing to that client, they're going to fight you on that price tooth and nail. They're going to complain about it. They're going to feel not good about it.
Leave as soon as they find the next cheaper one. Or they call you and you finally give them the price. They don't become a client anyway.
Right.
So you wasted that time of your front desk person or, you know, I mean, there are so many advantages and ways to do. One of the best ones I saw was a digital marketing agency who said that, you know, their minimum, I think, volume was $5,000 a month. And he wrote this incredibly great blog story on their values, how they treat their staff, how long their retention of their staff is, and how long the retention of their clients are, and how all those things go together. And yes, $5,000 a month is a big push to start with for a lot of people, but the results speak for themselves. And the fact that he was so open, transparent, and was able to lay out evidence of that, then you get to make a real decision, you know, but then you're making a decision based on facts versus based on, well, I think from their website, they might charge this much. And then I have to go through five different phone calls of different companies. And I'm not really sure what they're going to tell me. And how do I really know who's better and who's not? I mean, he's willing to put that all out there.
Right. Well, and oftentimes the price conversation is one of the most awkward parts of the sales process.
Totally.
Right? I mean, nobody likes talking about money. It's just most people, it's an awkward component. So when you get that out of your way on your website before the client even talks to you, you know that they already have a certain comfort level with your price structure. So that's a huge hurdle, a huge barrier to entry that's just dealt with before they even give you a call. And so there's a significant amount of security for you as a business owner that you just know 9 times out of 10, if they've been to your website, they probably looked at your prices. They've probably already decided this is good. I'm solid. I'm comfortable with this. So then when you talk to them about the price, it's not sticker shock. It's not scary. It's not awkward for you or them because you're within the range that they've already accepted and they already are expecting. You don't have to overcome that expectations, awkward conversation where somehow in their head, because all of us look through everything and read everything through our own filter, right? So when you say, you know, we're a cost-effective agency, well, that's going to mean something very different to me than it is to somebody else down the road. So cost-effective to somebody might be $50 a month for, you know, for everything. And then when you tell them it's $5,000 for everything, the level of sticker shock and then the client potential client feels like you've wasted their time. So there's so many hurdles that you can overcome even preemptively that makes this risk worth the risk. And You do, though, the cautionary piece that we will always put out is don't give them one price on your website and then tell them something different. Don't bait and switch. Please don't bait and switch. That is the fastest way to lose a client, to get negative, horrible reviews. And if you bait and switch, I'm sorry, but you deserve them. Because that is not ethical behavior. And people hate that. Again, they want to buy from people they know, like, and trust. The second you bait and switch them, the trust is gone. And so that is not ever a good way to do long-term business. It might get you some sales in the door fast, but it's not going to serve you well in the long term. So be honest about your prices. And if you forgot to update them on your website and you update them in your proposal program, because that happens, own it and move on. But, you know, it is worth the risk, and it is a risk. We understand that. We really do. Yeah. And it's one we know intimately. We've struggled with this before. We've had our prices online. We've taken them off. We've done the gamut, you guys. We know how difficult what we're saying is to do as business owners. But the payoff, we really believe, we've seen time and time again, is definitely worth it. So I feel like this is a running theme through a lot of our podcasts. Go ahead and take the risk. Go ahead and jump off that cliff and build the airplane on the way down.
Right. But you can always pull the prices down if it's causing problems. But I think that's the best takeaway. It is going to really position you differently in the market. Not only are you going to get so much more traffic, people are going to trust you more because you're willing to be transparent, but tell your story.
Yeah.
You know, don't be afraid to tell why. And, you know, as you get deeper into that, if you really own that and start getting into it, you can now tell all kinds of different stories about, because you're not just competing on price. I mean, I hate to keep using Botox, but since we started there, you're not just competing on price on Botox versus Botox at another clinic. You're competing on price on Botox versus like a different service, right?
Right.
So then you even have whole articles and whole stories on, you know, Botox is $300. This service over here is $500. Right. This service over $1,500. Let's look at that. What really makes sense? You know, the $1,500 might be actually a better value for long-term results if you don't want your forehead to look like it can't move or whatever the situation is. But you now have an authority position because you're willing to talk about something that other people aren't willing to talk about, that you can now start making comparisons to competitors, and you do it in a very honest way. You can't be salesy about it because you are not the solution for everybody. But when you put that out there, your trust factor just goes up exponentially.
Yeah. Well, and another great why that, especially if you're on the higher end of pricing, of the pricing scale with your competitors, another really great thing to do is highlight your vendors. Highlight why your product costs more. It's a really goofy story, but I was tired of buying dryer sheets all the time. And so I started looking for those little balls you put in your dryer. And I was going to buy the plastic ones because I had those years ago. And I'm like, they're good enough. And so I'm on Amazon and I'm searching. And I came across this little small business on the West Coast of the US. And they were selling wool ones. And I was like, okay, whatever. And they kind of had a cool kind of organic look. And so I dug deeper. They go into the whole story about where they get their wool from, the special farm in New Zealand, why they picked that farm over other farms, the lives of the sheep. I mean, they had all the cute little pictures of the sheep and the farmers and their stories. And all of a sudden, I'm pulled in, right? I now feel like I know these.
Sounds like Portlandia, I'm just saying right now.
Right? It totally does. But it's amazing. Like, I paid more for those because there was this sustainability piece that I know I'm supporting somebody who's doing something good, who is taking care of their family, who is taking care of the environment and the way that they're doing things. I know these sheep had a good life. You know, I mean, it's as simple as that, but it's like, I'm going to go buy plastic that's going to sit in, after I'm done with it, is going to sit in a landfill, or I'm going to buy something that came and is actually helping somebody. Now, granted, somebody had to work in the factory to make the plastic stuff, but I'm kind of hoping the person on the farm was a whole lot happier in their life than the person on, you know, the factory showroom with the floor or whatnot. But that story made a difference. And I was willing to pay more for a product that I didn't even know existed until I landed on this and started listening to the story. And they did such a good job of the storytelling. And it wasn't cheesy. It was honest. You know, like we know we charge more. We know it's an investment and it's a risk when you're buying and spending more with us. But here's why it's important, you know, and that happened to align with some of my values. I'm a very much of an animal person and, you know, that kind of thing. So it resonated with me. It may not resonate with somebody else. That's fine. But it happened to resonate with me. And so telling the story of your vendors and even your whole supply chain, if it's relevant, can be, or some specific elements of your supply chain, if you're selling a specific product that has a unique story. We had a client actually here in Nevada, and they sourced all their fabric from Thailand from this special family-owned bamboo farm in Thailand, you know, and it was sustainable. And that was part of their story. And it was a cool story, you know. Yeah. I'm not a golfer, so that wasn't really my thing, but I can appreciate the story there and the intent that they put into having a healthy supply chain. So there's a lot. It's more even just your story. It can go so much deeper than that for the consumer. And especially in today's day and age where we can tell the story of somebody on the other side of the planet who can contribute to something that somebody in a whole nother world and 10 time zones away is buying. I mean, that's a cool connectivity that technology has enabled. Why not leverage that for your story and your product and your business?
Absolutely.
So sheep aside and dryer balls aside, thank you for joining us today for our podcast on service pages and why it's worth putting out your prices on your site. So we hope you join us next week. We're going to be talking about some of the other pages on your website, like your blog page, an FAQ page, contact us, and some others. So we hope to have you come join us next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Beacon Way. We hope you enjoyed it and had some good takeaways. Please subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And if you've enjoyed the show, please give us some stars on your podcast channel of choice. For more information, tips, and notes from the show, check us out at beaconmm.com. For more information on how Beacon can help market your business, email us at welcome@beaconmm.com.